The Rendezvous with Eternity, Hugh McCaig, PhD, FRC.
Greetings, everyone. It's great to be with you again. You know, the topic, the rendezvous with eternity, which we will examine and experience this evening, is a timely one around the time of the summer solstice, as it is a special and sacred time to experience the great invisible or interior sun within each of us. One of the singular experiences, the consciousness of the cosmic, that is the cosmic consciousness, we increasingly come into through our Rosicrucian and mystical studies, is that it places us en rapport with the eternal. This realization inspires us to live out the essence of life, to transmute our natures, to do good, to serve, and to realize the unity with all. In this presentation, we will apply these keys by conducting a mystical exercise in meditation on the breath of life, the baptism of the vital life force, the journey to the celestial sanctum, surrender and cosmic attunement, radiating love and sending healing forces to all, and the rendezvous with eternity. There are some resources that go with this presentation. I ask at this time for Karen to post them in the chat for you in the form of a PDF document that you can download if you wish. This time we'll bring up some slides to prepare us for our mystical exercise and meditation. There, while you've been getting the resources, I think now you'll be seeing an artwork before you. It's entitled, I Saw Eternity the Other Night. It's by the Canadian artist William Carroll, who I've shown before. It's inspired by an experience that William Kerouac, the artist walking at night with his backpack, had an unusual, deep, mystical experience where he had his experience of eternity, which we're working on this evening. You may recognize that the first line of the poem, it's the first line of a poem, is that I Saw Eternity Night, poem entitled The World, dating from 1650 by Henry Vaughan, the twin brother of the traditional Rosicrucian leader, Thomas Vaughan. And as twins, they had a deep spiritual affinity. The first three lines of that poem begin and are quite befitting for our spirit of our work this evening and seeing this drawing before us. I saw eternity the other night, great like a ring of pure and endless light, all calm as it was bright. You know, often in our lives, we may think back to touchstone experiences we've had of eternity, the eternal, the uplifting experience of a sense of deep sense of love and vastness and all-knowingness that we draw in from the master within, divine within, to apply in our lives and help guide the outer self. In a similar spirit, I'll show you a few more works of art. I know many of you like to cycle in the country or have had experiences while you're hiking in the country, or maybe in an urban setting, in a woods or park there, or some profound contact with nature. This work is entitled Homeward, translated from the Korean by the Chan, a Korean artist. You'll find the path there, the undulating evergreens, the great motions in the sky, the geese flying by, sensing all the vibrations and wellness and energy of the cosmos, suggesting that moment of moving from the finite plane to the infinite plane, when the veil lifts and we see things as they truly are. In a similar spirit, another work by Chan, this Korean artist, one translated from the Korean is Starry Time, or you could say Celestial Interlude. You see a person who stopped by the shoreline with their bike and their backpack and their camera with a zoom lens. We see the layered foreground and midground with the beach and then the wave going across as a line paralleling the shoreline. And then the great deepening of colors from another line and then the horizon itself, and then into the vastness, the heavens above. Experience a great sense of awe and wonderment when the inner self can speak to the outer self and help guide us and feel that deep inner perfection and perfect way through life that our Rosicrucian teachings help us to access, you know, the laws and principles about. In a similar fashion, here's a work entitled The Way to Eternity by Bruce Rolfe, living in New Jersey in the United States. You'll see in a way a great clock, the off common 12 hours, the Roman numerals 12, but also the great dynamic energy of the mechanism, but also in the cosmic energies of the universe, and a great pathway following lines of perspective of a person moving from the finite plane into the infinite plane, which we'll work with in our mystical exercise and meditation this evening. I invite you to take in this work, its inspiring nature. And we'll start our mystical exercise now. You wish to keep your eyes open for a little while longer. Just take some deep, neutral breaths, neither holding the inhalation nor the exhalation. Feel with the incoming of the breath, the charge of the vital life force, a cosmic essence. The essence of life can refer to various things I've referred to already, to serve and to evolve. It also can refer to the vital life force, particularly the positive polarity, the cosmic essence as we take in now. You may wish to breathe in a little more deeply than usual, following the path upward, center of the artwork, way to eternity. And when you're ready, I invite you to close your eyes. With each exhalation, you may wish to prolong it slightly more than the inhalation, to even more intensify the effect and stimulation on the vagus nerve, one of the great nerves in our body that helps form the relaxation response. And relaxation is key to our healing and making whole. And as students of mysticism, we'll spiritualize these actions. Inhalation and exhalation is part of the mastery of life. It's part of the cosmic keyboard. It's a beautiful rhythmic wave action. Just never underestimate the power of the breath. When we're in challenging situations, extend the exhalation. You'll feel that integrative force of the outer self with the master within. We'll feel our intentional control increasing. So important to make decisions in challenging situations or enjoyable situations. All part of the learning of the great lessons of life. This balanced breathing not only charges our body with the vital life force, it also leads us to optimum heart rate variability, balancing the great work of the autonomic nervous system as a unity, but also as a duality in the form of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. I mean, they're wondrous tonic work for us. This breathing also boosts our immune system. It also assists with a freer flow of all the systems and energies in our body. There's a particular part of your holy temple of the body that's in pain at this time. You may wish to picture yourself as you're breathing through that part. Just as pains may seem to be fixed in a particular part of the body, they're actually dynamic energy, flowing action. Just continue to let go. We'll continue to surrender throughout this mystical exercise and meditation. And by letting go, we mean releasing, not holding on in any particular thought or any particular concern. But also unblocking, so energy can flow freely through the holy temple in our being as it's meant to. This has a great healing effect for us. But letting go also means to let flow, to intensify the movement of the flows in the body, including the vital life force. Then you'll feel increasing and tingling, enriching sensation, particularly of the positive polarity of the vital life force, the cosmic essence, central to the essence of life, the theme of our symposium this week. Continue with this simple exercise of concentrating on the breath of life. If you find it comfortable, you may wish to breathe through your nostrils. There's even greater cleaning of the air moves through the nostrils and also forces us to take deeper breaths, bringing the vital life force deeper and deeper into our lungs. Then they can help recharge the body through the great flow of the blood, revealed to the world through the traditional Rosicrucian physician, Dr. Harvey. But what he was revealing was long known by the Rosicrucian mystics. Time was ready to reveal it in his epoch several hundred years ago. Continue to feel the great charging of the body as we purify ourselves, as we prepare ourselves for our heights, ascent to the heights of the celestial sink. As we flow into one exercise to another, as one integrated mystical exercise and meditation, I invite you to participate in a very special meditation that was given to us by past imperator H. Spencer Lewis, his essay on the Fountain of Youth. The human lives eternally. The charging of the vital life force allows us to increasingly realize that and understand ourselves as beings of light. As the August Master and traditional Rosicrucian, Jacob Bohm, described us. Past Imperator H. Spencer Lewis charged us to attune ourselves with the laws of the universe and the forces of nature and the cosmic life force, which can fill every cell of our body now, making it grow and prosper in every direction. He suggested to us to devote a quarter to half an hour daily, similar as we're doing now, to concentrate, meditate for general invigoration and rejuvenation of the body, and ultimately our entire being, connecting with the Master within and all. Indicated for us now, I'd suggest you do with us now, think harmony, youth, beauty. Wish them, feel them, knowing that they are the result of eternal laws of life and love, expressing themselves through each of us. It is like bathing the human organism and our entire being in a living stream of the vital life force. If faithfully performed, we'll have results exceeding our expectations. Each cell of the body will experience a greater constructive activity. Each organ of the body will perform its duties with an ever-increasing power, thus permitting the possibility of manifesting activities of the one soul and the divine within. Let us continue to picture that great flowing like a waterfalls of the vital life force on us. Feel the enrichment of being bathed in this manner. Just let it happen. Let it unfold. This is the baptism, the vital life force. now fratters and sorors as participants, as we continue to feel the bathing in the vital life force flowing down on us, enriching us, ennobling us, as an act of cosmic attunement, as an act of rejuvenation, and as an act of purification. Let us apply invocation and prayer from Past Imperator H. Spencer Lewis. And from Past Imperator Ralph M. Lewis. We prepare to ascend to the heights of the celestial sanctum, great journey to the center of the cosmos. May the divine essence of the cosmic cleanse me of all impurities of mind and body, that I may commune with the cathedral of the soul and the celestial sanctum. May my mortal consciousness be so enlightened that any imperfections of my thinking may be revealed to me, and may I be given the power of will to correct them. I humbly petition that I may perceive the fullness of nature and partake thereof, ever consistent with the cosmic good. So mote it be. Now, fretters and sorers and participants, use all your inner psychic capacity and imagination to picture yourself rising up from wherever you're situated, in your home sanctum, in a chair in your living room, lying in bed, however your position, rising up from your home or your building where you are. See it below you now and take in your neighborhood. And now even your city and the system and order of the streets. Radiate love and well-being back to all the humans, creatures there. And rise up over your city or geographic area and see now below you your county and even your state or province. Enjoy the exhilaration of the ascent as we go faster and faster. Use great inner spiritual force. The divine within will assist you. It knows how to do this. It will educate and edify the outer self in this practice. Just keep rising up and take in now your great nation or country and see all its landforms, the great weather system, the mountains, the deserts, the lake shores, the seashores, the river systems, the high hills, the mountains, whatever is applicable for your area. Look down on the beauty of it all and keep rising up to take in your continent and now the entire hemisphere where you dwell, north or south. And start to sense the great rotations of the earth as you see it as a beautiful blue jewel as a whole. And see the moon revolving about it. See the great system and order of the motions. Just as the moon has its axis, so our earth, the temple of the earth, does. So our holy temple, the body and the spine. And look up and see the solar system, the beautiful elliptic orbits revealed to us by the traditional Rosicrucian and physicist and mathematician, Sir Isaac Newton. See the great fiery ball of the sun, great nuclear fusion there. Sense for the invisible sun that's within us at this time of the solstice. The beautiful alignment that's coming tomorrow. See the beautiful rings of Saturn, the huge planet of Jupiter radiating out through psychic forces to us, and as we return those back to them lovingly and gently. Let us continue to rise up faster and faster, up through the great arm of the Milky Way galaxy, spiraling about its axis, and all the great spins interlocking the nature of the universe, the cosmos. Zoom past myriad stellar phenomena, the black holes balancing the universe. Quasars and the pulsars, interstellar gases, the nebulae. Sense the great revolving action of the Milky Way galaxy, our local home, and rise right out of the Milky Way galaxy as we continue to go faster and faster, way beyond the speed of light as we transcend space and time and move towards the rendezvous with eternity. Look back at the beautiful geometry and action of our home, the Milky Way galaxy, And then look up as you move faster and faster and see other galaxies, some spiraling and other forms connected by great stellar webs. See the great system and order of it, the great music and harmony suggested by the Rosicrucians' cosmic keyboard that we learn to tune with on all levels and be a great plane to become into self-mastery. Rise up higher and higher, enjoying the exhilaration of the ascent. This is our birthright. So we move higher and higher towards the center of the cosmos, moving closer and closer to the center of our being. See the great system and order of all the stars and all the galaxies, and all the clusters of galaxies and superclusters of galaxies revolving about, and sense increasingly the great revolving of the cosmos, the universe itself, about a cosmic axis paralleling their spine by the law of correspondence. This great cosmic axis symbolized by temples on Earth, where the universe is the temple of God. This great cosmic axis was spoken of by mystics and ancient philosophers down through the centuries. As we move faster and faster, sense the presence of the great cosmic axis and move towards its midpoint, the very center of the cosmos. Rosicrucians use the beautiful term the cosmic to refer to the universal intelligence back of the cosmos, imbued in every cell of our body, but throughout the universe, and all natural and spiritual laws that we learn to become self-masters of through our systematic weekly lessons for Rosicrucian studies. And as you come close to the midpoint of the cosmic axis, slow up and dwell there for a moment and take in the wonder of it all, the great celestial music of the cosmos, full application of natural and spiritual laws all about us. And following the instructions of the booklet Liber 777, mentioned in the resources that you downloaded, let us picture now our celestial sanctum, itself a temple within a temple. You may wish to picture it as an inspiring work of architecture, sacred space on earth. Or you may wish to visualize it as some inspiring place in nature, such as a seashore, like we saw in Jan's painting with the stars all about. Or a beautiful scene in the country with a cyclist work that I showed you. Or a high vantage point suggesting the raising of consciousness. Picture your celestial sanctum, fill in the sights and sounds there. Make it real, make it vital as we visualize. Sense the presence of other seekers and those in this symposium teleconference call with us now. Grand Master, or Grand Lodge, and all the Grand Masters of the Rosicrucian Order. The Imperator may be conducting a special convocation there with Grand Masters as we speak. Picture other seekers, spiritual masters, visible and invisible masters with us, tuning at one at the center of the cosmos, the center of our being. You may wish to picture incense rising up, suggesting this scent to that celestial sanctum that we just did. You may wish to picture beautiful stained glass windows depicting Rosicrucian laws and principles, edifying, ennobling, enriching us for the mastery of life. And when you've filled in the sights and sounds, both inward and outward, dwell for a time in profound peace, or what Rosicrucians call peace profound. This high point of spirituality. Let us dwell in silence for a while now. Just continue to surrender and attune with the cosmic. Be the cosmic. Experience as a cosmic experience. Know the cosmic mind as the cosmic mind. Assume the cosmic mind now. Enough riders and sorers, let us conduct another spiritual operation of the work and worship of the Rosicrucian Order Amok. As we continue to be and assume the cosmic mind, let us radiate love and well-being to all those who have petitioned our Grand Lodge for health, healing, and guidance. And all those who petitioned your affiliated bodies for health, healing, and guidance. And all those you know who are in need of health, healing, guidance, radiate love and well-being to them from the depth of the divine within you. And radiate love and well-being to all in need throughout the cosmos. Just let it flow like a great river, a great floodlight from the depth of your being. Divine within knows how to do this. Just let it flow out at a tremendous rapidity. Enjoy the exhilaration of the flow, just as we enjoy the exhilaration to the heights of this spiritual sanctum. Feel the enlivening forces of nature within all those who are receiving. I think you'll feel at a certain point that the flow of love and well-being will speed up as it reaches those in need. Be assured it's doing its wondrous work. The need is tremendous, but the resource is infinite within us. Just let the flow of within continue. It's the work of the Silent Council in conjunction with the Council of Souls, our Grand Lodge. This act of service will increase the cosmic attunement. Also our feeling of gratitude to live such a meaningful life as we rendezvous with eternity. At a certain point, I think you'll find that the radiations of love and well-being, enlivening the healing forces for all in need throughout the cosmos, be done without any conscious effort on his part. When that happens, just turn to being one with the cosmic mind. The heights of the celestial sanctum. Soon we'll formally conclude this period of the work of the Silent Council in conjunction with the Council of Solace, this work of metaphysical aid. Be assured that it will continue radiating from us as a way of life and part of our mission as we move towards self-mastery in the Rose Quartz state. Formally conclude this period, not of the meditation, but of this period of metaphysical aid. Let us say, It pleases the cosmic. It is done. So mote it be. Now, friars and sorers, let us continue a while longer our meditation, dwelling at the great still center of our being, at the center of the cosmos, assuming the cosmic mind, being the cosmic mind. So we increasingly surrender. Let us move ever for more into the rendezvous with eternity. The traditional Rosicrucian, an artist, William Blake, spoke of seeing heaven in a wildflower, and eternities in the sunrise. In a similar fashion, let's partake the wondrous music of the divine based on Blake's poetry now.
Thank you.
Malfratters and sorrows and participants, we'll soon begin our descent from the heights of the celestial sanctum. I wish to have a prayer of gratitude on our lips for this opportunity to be of service, fulfill our birthright, cosmic attunement. Let us take this rendezvous with eternity ever with us. Render our true nature and true guiding life the master within. One with the one in mystical union. Now let us descend from the heights of the celestial sanctum, going back tremendous speed, way beyond the speed of light, past the superclusters of galaxies and clusters of galaxies and the galaxies, the myriad stellar phenomena, the nebulae, the black holes balancing the universe, the rogue planets, the asteroids, the great beautiful system and music of it all, work of the Creator. We see in the distance the Milky Way galaxy. We plunge into the great arm, which is our home, past the myriad stars, nebulae. See in the distance our beautiful solar system, our home, fiery ball of the sun, beautiful blue jewel of the earth. Come back to the hemisphere where we left off. The continent. A great country or nation, state or province, or city or geographic area, and we can stay together. Final prayer and invocation. May God of my heart sanctify this attunement of self, the celestial sanctum. So mote it be. As we come down to our neighborhood, home or dwelling where we left off, back in the cedar, how we were situated, feeling rebuilt, rejuvenated, remade, all the more ready for the work and worship and to charging our duties this day. And you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you, fraters and sorers and participants. It's great to be with you. Thank you for sharing so wonderfully this evening.